like this can be.
Blog Talk Radio.
Meditation in their
lives as the catalyst for God alignment.
Amen.
And our foundational scripture is Joshua 1 and 8, which, if I would just paraphrase it,
uh-huh.
tells us to meditate on God's word day and night, observe
uh-huh.
it, obey it, and then to reap the good success that God calls for all of his children. And so we have a school, an academy, we have, you know, just different ways that we reach out to the community in order to be able to bring meditation, Christ-centered meditation, into the body of believers.
Amen. Amen. So good morning, Keisha. So this is the school that you and your husband have founded.
Yes.
Amen. And how could they apply or fill out an application or register for it?
Everything. www.meditationmoment.com is where you can find us on every social media platform, and you can go into our website and find out all the things that we are involved in, including our academy, which is the newer leg of the things that God is adding to the ministry. So we're excited about it.
Yes.
Courses, and we have a course actually that starts tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That is a pillar course in regards to temple maintenance, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Mm-hmm. And so God keeps pouring in, and we keep pouring out. So we're grateful.
I love that. God keep pouring in. You keep pouring out. Amen. One of my favorite girls who passed away, rest in peace, Cheryl Shepherd, she always say that her son is Chaz Shepherd, which is an awesome actor. He just played the role of Marvin Sapp. That was so awesome on TV1. And she told me years ago, a closed hand, nothing can get in. But when you open your hand, God can just keep turning that thing over and over and over again. So I love that. God keep pouring in and you keep pouring out. Amen. So ain't no closed hands with your ministry. I love it, love it, love it. Amen. So morning, we're going to be talking about You're Not Forgotten. Like I was sharing earlier before, Coach, before you guys had tuned in, I was talking about just being a place where sometimes you feel like you have been forgotten, or you feel like, oh, my gosh, like, Lord, like, what about me? Being in that place where you feel like you're not enough. You feel like, oh, my God, did God, did you actually forget about me? I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm tithing, I'm doing everything to possibly ask. And we know that we're not perfect, but, you know, but we know that God forgives us for our sins and he loves us. But just being in that place where you have thought, or maybe you feel like you have been forgotten, but you are not forgotten. And when God dropped in my spirit, 2 Samuel chapter 9, beginning with the 7th verse, but you can read the whole entire chapter on your own, which is 2 Samuel chapter 9. And he's talking about Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth was Jonathan's son. And him and David, King David, were best friends, you know, and their father, Jonathan's father was King Saul. Yeah, Jonathan's father was King Saul. But in all of that, when both of them passed away in battle, Mephibosheth became lame in both of his feet, because when they got the news that they got killed in battle, everybody was scurrying in the house, and the nurse who was carrying Mephibosheth dropped him as she was running, and he became lame in both feet. Now, just being imagined sitting at the in the palace every day. You have servants, you have everybody around you tending to you night and day. Whatever you need, it was right there before you. And then all of that is just taken away from you. And then on top of that, becoming disabled, you know. So when you think about those things that, God, I had it, but now it's just gone, Father. But let me tell you, God has not forgotten about you, even when you thought, even if it was just a little thought within your mind. Know that God has not forgotten about you, because he will restore. So anything that has been taken from you, God will restore. Amen. Did you want to add something, Renee, Coach? You can just jump in when you want, and because before I read verse 7.
Yes, and you know, it's so important for us to know that even in a dark place, Mephibosheth was sad. He was
sad
because of everything that was going on. But even in a dark place,
uh-huh.
God hears our whisper.
Uh-huh.
He sees us. And we're not forgotten about. And he is a faithful God.
Yeah.
You know, in that place, we have to cry out. We have to just allow ourselves to say, you know, God, I need you.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like what I want it to look like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it makes no sense, but I need you, and you can help me out of that place of darkness. That's
Yes.
It's still in, you know, like you're less than.
Right. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to just read verse 7, and the word of the Lord reads, this is 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7, and it says, and David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely shew thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. I just love it. And I will restore, and I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. I'm sorry. And verse 8 said, and he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I? Oh, my God, as I am. Can you imagine just saying, you know, when the king summons you to come and you don't know what he wants, and then he says, I want to restore everything that your father had. That was like a promise that he promised Jonathan, that he will make sure everything was okay because he was best friends. And it's something how you got to be so careful how you treat folks, because you don't know where your blessings lie. You don't know what fire God would ignite in somebody else to show favor on you, to bless you. You never know. But in the midst of being forgotten, as he was a young man, and now he had a son named Micah, so he had his own family now. But what I love about this, and when God actually said, you know, to put in David's spirit, see who's left in the house of Saul. Oh, my God. See who's left in the house of Saul. I just love it. Who is left in the house of Saul? You know, and then he summoned Ziba, who was his servant at the time. Ziba was his servant as he was a little boy, a grown man now. And he called Ziba, and Ziba says, yes. He said, who was left? He said, Mephibosheth is left, which is Jonathan's son. Woo, glory. And you know, when God comes, it's always on time. And it's not the truth, seriously. Yes, because sometimes you can be sitting back and you can just feel like, oh, my God, like, you know, through all your smiles, through all your, oh, hallelujah, how you doing? But then you'd be like on the inside, God, you forgotten about me? Look, I have been there, okay? You know, look, put on the shades or whatever. God, you know, have you forgotten about me? But just being in that, and when God, and you all know, and I know you all can attest to that who's listening in and those who will be watching the replay, when you think about God and how he blesses, it's always on time. Yes, you want to chime in, Renee, because, girl, you know I'll go on and on.
I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking about, I think it's about my pastor, that there's a blessing with my name on it.
Yes.
So clearly, he didn't even know. But, you know, the blessing was already had his name on it because he was a descendant of Jonathan, because he was a descendant of Saul. And David made a promise, and because of that promise, you know, he allowed that blessing to go forth. So even when you think it's been forgotten, there is a blessing with your name on it that God has poured up for you, because he promises, you know, goodness for you. He promises good success. He promises blessing and favor and all of these things. But we can't allow ourselves to be, you know, he cowered back in the corner like, I'm a lowly dog. I'm nothing. You know what? You want something. You are valued, and God sees you even in your despair, even in your place of being lame, even in your place of being, having less than, you are valued by God. So I just love that he allowed him to know that, hey, wait, no, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to restore back to you. I'm going to allow you to have the increase. Because there is a blessing with your name in it. And the God that I serve is not going to allow me to rest until I give it.
Yes.
So we don't know, like you said, we don't know who's going to be the carrier of the very blessing.
That's right.
That God the opportunity that's going to come.
Yes.
You know, if we just allow ourselves to stand and wait and trust God and know that he has something for us, you know what? It could be down the street around the corner. I always say that. You know, don't just the moment.
Yes.
Because God is not a God of our time.
Yeah.
God of his time.
Yes,
so
yes.
Down the street around the corner, you can run it right into the very one that's going to change your life. That's
Yes. Pour
into you, for God has poured into them.
And
you know what? That's for my daughter.
Yeah.
Go give it to her. That door, that's hers.
Yes.
That opportunity is hers.
It's hers.
I'm just saying about that.
Yes.
There's always promise for us.
Yes.
God will not forsake mistake that he is not saying, you know what, I don't want that one.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us all equally.
Yes, equally.
You know, he loves us all great in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Girl, I tell you. Yes, it is. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You can really be excited when you have been there and know what God can do. And also, sometimes you find yourself back there again. But like you said, when you just think about those things, just thinking on those things, how God has blessed you, how he's opened up doors, how he's not, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. But can you imagine? But then listen to Mephibosheth when he said, how could you bless a dead dog like me? He said, like a dead dog like I am. So he has already given up on himself. He has already felt like he's been defeated. And also his appearance. You know, a dead dog like me, that is something to say something about your own self, but that's how he felt about a dead dog. Like, life is over. It's over for me. But it ain't over till God says that it's over. But look at the blessing when people are around you. And that's what I used to sometimes hear. A leader say, you know, when you get blessed, it trickles down and other folks be blessed around you. But sometimes you're so busy hating on others until you don't even know you're right in the midst of a blessing. You know what I'm saying? But when you think about Ziba, who was in the house of Saul at one time being a servant, he even got blessed because when David called him, he provided work for him because he said, and Ziba has 15 sons and 20 servants. So everybody who may have been unemployed, hallelujah, was back employed because David said, I want you to farm the land so he'll be able to eat, you and everybody else. And also, but Mephibosheth will eat at my table all the days of his life. Woo, glory be to God continually. You know what I'm saying? But look at the blessings, because Ziba could have walked away when things got really bad, when he couldn't feed his family no longer. But because he stood, hallelujah, because he stood, now he's employed all over again. Woo, glory. And the 20 servants that stayed. Woo, glory be to God. That's some type of children. 15 sons and on top of that 20 servants. But look at Ziba obedience and how when we look at, when we go through different life, how people turn their backs on us, how they say they don't want to be bothered with us anymore. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't have it like you used to. You ain't riding how you used to. You don't have the money. Or how about they be tired of hearing your woe is me all the time and they bail out on you. But look, Ziba, he stood and he stayed, and then he was blessed and his whole household and the servants. Woo, glory. Those servants could have went and worked anywhere else, but they still stood. Woo, glory be to God. I tell you.
And that level of servanthood is to be honored, because you think about it, you're right. A lot of times we'll shut our faces towards those that aren't, you know, striving. Oh, you know what? You're not getting everything that you had before, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to push you to the wayside.
Yeah.
Then you know, those individuals that trust the God in you, trust
mm-hmm.
what is in you, that
mm-hmm.
you have value, that you
yes.
have work,
yes.
that's going to stand by you regardless of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And those are ones that you're going to be weak and rejoice.
Yes.
And have the things that you have.
And yes.
If it's all the same, I want you to be close.
You know. Do you know? Yes.
You know, this thing, we can all just rejoice together
uh-huh.
and celebrate together
uh-huh.
and celebrate each other, because we are benefiting
yes.
from the
blessing. Yes. Yes.
So we can't shut our faces or look at someone and think, oh, you know what, they're less than, and so I'm not going to surround myself with them. Well, that could be the very one that has your blessing, just like Ziba, you know,
uh-huh.
seven just Ziba. And so it's so important for us to be have our eyes open.
Okay.
Have our eyes
yeah.
And more importantly, have our heart open.
Mm-hmm.
Our heart open to love and to show the love.
Yes.
But then we receive the blessing of that love.
Yes. Yes. Girl, I tell you, I'm just still so elated and just so excited about not giving up on those people who every time you turn around is what was me. You know what I'm saying? And be in the midst of all the blessings. You know what I'm saying? And because blessings do trickle down, you know? And like you said, it was something about his servitude, his leadership ability, Ziba's leadership ability. Like he was like, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand with you. And that was years later. He was a young little toddler almost when he fell, when the nurse dropped him. But Ziba stood all those years. So he became a grown man and had his own son, but he still stood. That says a whole, I'm glad you pointed that out. That speaks so much volume about the type of leadership and leader and servitude that that Ziba was. Oh, that's a whole lot. And look what his children that stood with them in the midst, because I'm quite sure they could have said, Dad, we out of here. But they still stood, and look how God blessed them in the midst. Woo, glory be to God. I mean, servitude is everything. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God called us. We are to be servant leaders. We are to serve in every capacity of our lives. We show up in that way.
Yeah.
We serve with our whole heart. Then God is bound to show us. You know what? I see you. You know, even though you're not the Philistine, you're Deborah, but I see you too. And so I'm going to bless you because you are showing up.
Yeah.
You are showing God's love. You are letting Mephibosheth not get so down and out of sorts because you are a support system. You know, and that's what we need. When we feel down and low, Mephibosheth could have just took his own life, could have done so many different things.
Yeah.
In the midst of all of that, he had a support system. And the support system poured into him and allowed him to be aligned with that. You know, sometimes we get in a space where we're like, you know, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I can do this. You know what? It's just too hard. And then we need that coach, that somebody, that friend. So I say, you know what? The devil is a lie. You're going to get up today. You're going to do what you want to do today.
Yes.
So how can this help you?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we need so that we can all be in alignment with God.
Yes.
The devil has no power.
No power.
Our lives, but God has the all power.
Yes.
He says, you know what? There's promise in you. There's purpose in you. There's suspicion in you.
Yeah.
And so let me not allow you to be downtrodden and sad, but let me put some people in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
So God will align you with someone, some friends. He will align you with those individuals that will lift you up when you are feeling down.
Yeah.
I can't take this no more. It's too hard. This challenge is too typical. I don't know what God was thinking when he gave this to me. But then you need somebody in your corner to say, come on now.
Yes.
Stand back up. You can do this. Come on, get it together.
Yes, and yes.
Allow God to get the very best out of you.
Woo, glory.
You are great.
Yes.
The greatness is inside of you.
Yes.
Let's stand up.
Yes, yes.
He gave you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love how God does that.
Yes.
He moves something out of your way. He may say, go, you know, you got a circle of friends, you all so I put with them.
Yeah.
God is saying, you know, I'm trying to shift you over here because I need you to have people that want to be in your corner and to build you up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take you.
Yes.
And so you put different people in your corner.
Yes.
I don't even know. But you can be like, oh, God, that was such a blessing, and I know it was ordained. These are these divine connections that God allows.
I tell you. All
that God
has done for us. Yes. Girl, you preaching right there. Yes, because that's another thing. We have, good morning, Sandy. We have been there where, well, I know I have, where, and I know you have as well, have been there when you do have some folks to say, get up from where you are. You got this thing. You know, greater is in you. Amen. Get up from that place, you know, and then it has also been times where in our lives where we like cricket, like where is everybody? I'm waiting for my call now. And it's so crazy because I had someone had told me that I'm the one who normally hypes them up. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. So, okay, so crickets when I'm like low and needed that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just love it when God put people in your life, and glory be to God. Even though we wasn't there, just using our imagination that Ziba was continually speaking life into him because he was still around. Woo, glory be to God because he still hung in there. But look how God employed his whole household because of his obedience, because he didn't say, I'm out of here. So even though at one time he was serving Mephibosheth as a young kid, and now he's a grown man, but still, he still stood, still continued to pour into that young man. Oh, glory, but then look how God blessed him. So until he left that earth, he always had a job. Him and his 15 sons and the 20 servants. Woo, glory be to God. And you know that it probably could have been more service than that because, look, King Saul was wealthy, rich, a whole palace.
Yeah.
But those 20 who was left, who said, I'm going to stand. You know, my income, not my salary, not what it used to be, but I'm going to stand because this is my position where God called me to be. Because sometimes you can walk off the honey, you can walk off from a position when God says stand. Mm-hmm. Heaven done all to stand, and we walk away from that thing, and we wind up missing our blessing because we just didn't continue to push through the wait, through the waiting period. Oh, glory be to God. Huh.
Yes, when you said that, you made me think about, you know, us being true to the assignment that God has given us.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, we do give up.
Mm-hmm.
We do say, you know what, I had enough of this. Or we don't pay attention to what the assignment is in the place. Why am I here, Lord? Why am I here? Even in our places of work, why am I here, Lord? It's more to it than giving me a paycheck because you gave them the money to be able to pay me.
Yeah.
And so it's more than just a paycheck. What is my purpose? Who am I to serve outside of the daily job that I do? Who am I to serve in this place? Who am I to bring to you in this place? So we can't discount the assignment that God places over our head, whatever it is. Wherever we are, Lord, please show me. What is my time?
Yes.
Why am I here? Why am I in this place? Why am I going to this, you know, conference or whatever? What is the purpose of me showing up?
Yeah.
So we are vessels of God. We are to continually to be used for his glory. And the only way he can do that is to always incline our ears to his, saying, what is my purpose?
Yes.
Let me not put to an assignment for this day.
Because
it may not be the same tomorrow, but let me pay attention. Let me align myself with what you're saying. And so Ziba did that. Always in the last, always looking to be where God called him to her to be at that time. It's amazing.
Yeah.
How God is.
Well, I tell you, it really is. And going back to the just being in a place where you're waiting for God to shift and move, I know that you have something where you're, it's called a meditation. And you do meditational moments, which I love. And also your book, too, Renee. Is that on Amazon?
Yes, you can get my book on Amazon, Meditational Moment. And it's a devotional journal that just walks you through sitting with God and listening.
Yeah.
Meditation is truly just that. Taking that time out to spend with God. We are so busy. We are so busy moving. We get down to, you know, our prayers and we say, oh, Lord, help me with this. I'm praying for this one, that one, that one. Then we get up. Stay still a little while longer and hear what I have to say to you. And so the premise of Meditation Moment is really just to sit with God and to learn how to hear his voice.
Yeah.
And then to follow it. Not just to get up and say, oh, that was nice, God. I'm glad you told me that, but I can't do that.
Okay.
No, to follow it and be obedient to it. And
yeah.
So that is, you know, that foundation, truly just sitting and hearing from God.
Amen.
So every day I do meditation, on my Facebook page, my instruction, I do teach guided meditation. And that's just being able to learn how to hear God's voice.
Yeah.
A lot of times people will say, oh, I don't hear God. God don't talk to me. You're just not listening. And quieting yourself enough to be able to recognize his voice. And
that
comes with relationships.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just grateful to be able to pour into people.
Yeah. And that's every day. And tell them how they can join in. Where was that at on your Facebook? What's your handle to your Facebook page?
Facebook, everything is Meditational Moments. So you can find the Meditational Moment Facebook group on Facebook by putting in Meditational Moment. You select join the group, and then I'll accept your request to join.
Okay, amen. And that's also the link, her handle to well, her website, too, is Meditational Moments. Is that .com or .org?
.com,
yes. Well, you can find all the great things that Coach Renee and her husband is doing. Amen. And also, I just wanted to say, in the midst of waiting, like Mephibosheth was waiting on the Lord, but and it just seems like in how he just really had a give-up spirit, like, you know, you're going to bless a dead dog like I am, you know what I'm saying? But just thinking so down and downhearted about himself, you know, and but I just want to say again, it ain't over till God says it is over. But just being in the wait and just meditating and worshiping the Lord. And I always thought, this is crazy. Well, it's not crazy, but I was always thinking when people start meditating, and, you know, I meditate and worship the Lord all the time, but sometimes when you hear that word of meditating, you think of Buddha. You think of sitting there and meditating like that. And I had asked my third grade teacher, they both had her at different times, and she does a breathing technique. And I know when I had been on yours, you do some type of breathing technique as well. And she says, no, I'm not praying to Buddha. You know, when she told me about what her foundation's on, she said it's just about breathing and just not even hearing anybody. But she wasn't so much on a spiritual level like you were, but she still said, I'm not praying to nobody. I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm just trying to get my thoughts in order, but I love what you're stand on. And she said, no, it's not about Buddha. It's just about breathing and just relaxing your body and your mind, you know. And yours is like the same too?
It's the same thing in regards to just being mindful and being present in the very moment. Meditation is definitely founded by God. You know, mm-hmm. we can talk about Buddha and all those other things that try to bring in meditation, but it was mentioned in the Bible far beyond before any of that. And so God wants us to come away and to sit with him and to be quiet and to be still and to allow him to settle us and give us that peace in our hearts so that we can be able to operate. When you have peace, even in the midst of a storm, you're able to move because you have peace. But you only can have that peace if you allow yourself to be truly connected with our Heavenly Father.
Uh-huh.
And you only do that through that relationship, through that settling time where you are relaxing. Listen, the breath that you're breathing in is the breath of God that he has given
mm-hmm.
you.
Yes.
So in that, knowing that power is coming in this breath, because God is breathing into my lungs, he's pulling me out of dark places. He's given me the ability to move and to operate. And so now I'm grateful because now this breath isn't just me taking in a breath.
Mm-hmm.
This is the breath of God.
Yeah.
God is saying, I need you today. God is saying, I want you today. I want you to show up for me today. I want you to honor me today. And because of that, we rejoice in that breath.
Mm-hmm.
That breath gives us life. And it gives us purpose.
Yeah, amen.
I love God, and I love just how he allows his word to be rich every day. You know, I remember when I was a young kid and got saved at an early age, and, you know, you're not really sure. You're confused. You're, like, trying to figure out all of these rules and stuff. And I remember a young minister told me, if you would just read one verse of the Bible every day, I guarantee you change your life.
Wow.
And so I started with that. I was like, okay, I'll read a verse. But what that did is it made me hungry. Desire to learn more about who this God is. Who said this? And now I want to know why he said this. And I don't want to know who he was saying this to.
Yes, yes.
It developed a love for not only God, but for his word, which is here to teach us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
We make mistakes every day, but it's his word that shows us the path of righteousness, the truth. And so I'm excited about that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for explaining that. Seriously. Amen. I don't know. I know this third grade teacher looked at me like, okay. But look, I want to know, what is my kids, what's going on in class? But when actually she was on my podcast a few years ago, I just love her, Miss Coy, Deborah Coy. So she goes around and she actually teaches, you know, the meditation and the breathing, you know. And it's funny because not funny, but in that way. But one day I was like, oh, having one of those days, and I got on your live. And I was actually able, and I was a replay, but I was listening to your meditation, and I was just breathing in, inhaling, exhaling, you know, and just going to a place where it's just nobody but me and God, because we busy all the time. And it's like, how can you hear God when you're so busy all the time? You know, your mind, and even when you're sitting down, your mind is, I know me and my sisters always talk about that, like our mind just be racing even when we sitting there, even we laying down. Mind is constantly racing, like, what's next, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy. So that really did, excuse me, bless my soul, sorry, and bless me. Go ahead.
One of the things that came up for me when you were saying that is oftentimes, you know, I'm an overthinker, Can you give me a minute?
Yeah.
A minute. And so in that, if you, 60 seconds, if you breathe seven times in 60 seconds, you settle your spirit, you settle the anxiety or stress level, your blood pressure goes down. 1 minute, just breathing in seven times.
Mm-hmm.
And in that,
mm-hmm.
I think of what God created in 7 days.
Wow.
And so on that last breath, you can rest in the arms of God, knowing that he's going to take care and guide you every step of the way.
Amen.
The next time you feel that way, give me a minute
mm-hmm.
and just go breathe.
Yeah. Wow, I love that. Could you repeat that again, and maybe we can do that exercise real quick so people can better understand it. Can you just explain it one more time?
So when you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or anxiety or anything, or just feel like you're about to lose it, just say to anyone or even to yourself, just give me a minute. Take yourself away for, into a quiet place and just take seven deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do it, it only takes a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And just start right now, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Just count. You reached
the
seven?
Yeah, I did. Have you all reached the seven? Because I was just going on and on. It felt so good. Amen.
So the idea is to make sure that breath is deep.
Deep.
And then when you push out, that you're pushing out everything.
Okay.
And in that, those seven breaths, I know I feel more relaxed just in that 1 minute. And just knowing that you are resting in God, that he's with you, that he's there to guide you,
mm-hmm.
and that nothing, you can accomplish all things with
him.
Mm. And so get up from your place
mm-hmm.
and go and do what the Lord says to
you. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, and yes. I hope you all did that exercise with us. Amen. Mom, did you do it? Keisha and Sandy? And those who listen on YouTube and also who dialed in? Amen. I hope you all did that. Amen. You can always go back to the replay, or you can go to Coach Renee's Facebook page, Meditational Moments, so to do that. Amen. So, and join her Facebook group and her classes, her wonderful classes that she has. And you said a class starts tomorrow?
Yes, actually a class starts tomorrow. And that's the four pillars, temple maintenance. And it's just talking about your mind, body, spirit, and soul, and just how they interconnect and how to allow them to operate to the way that God has ordained them to.
Amen.
And so it's an 8-9 week training course. And it's super intense, but it's super worth it. So if you put into it, it's just get out of it.
Amen. 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 So we have like 5 minutes left. Oh, my God. When I tell you, time went by so fast. Those to anybody who dialed in, if you wanted to press one, I'll take your call. If you want to press one or comment or something, I don't know if anybody commented on Facebook. But God is so good. I am so happy that you joined me on today. Just talking about you are not forgotten. So I came from 2 Samuel chapter 9, and I came from the 7th and 8th verse, but you can read the whole chapter entirely, just talking about the Mephibosheth and King Saul and King David, but in Jonathan, oh my God, but how Mephibosheth, who was Jonathan's son, and also the grandson of King Saul, how he was not forgotten, even though he may have thought he was forgotten. But let me tell you something about God. It ain't over till God says it is over. And I always say that, even though he said, I feel like a dead dog like me, I could be blessed, yes, because sometimes without saying it verbally, That's how we think about ourselves on the on the inside. We're not worth being blessed. Amen. When for that nurse to drop him, that was not his fault. Sometimes things happen to us in life. We feel like, you know, life threw us a curveball because it's something that I did. No, it's not all the time because it's something that we did. And sometimes things just happen. But how do you handle that situation after those curveballs are thrown your way? You know, when I understand about being in despair, feeling like, oh, my God, you know, Lord, you know, or am I ever going to get a break every time I take 10 steps forward? Here I am. But my dad always said, you keep taking those steps forward because it's going to be more steps that you take forward than the steps that you go back. Woo, glory be to God. And before you know it, ain't no more steps going back. You're going to keep on walking. Oh, my God, because you know what? I just feel like every time I take a step back, God just thrusts me forward more steps than what I took going forward. Oh, my God, he got you. He got you, y'all. You are not forgotten. He is with you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, I am so blessed right now because I know what that feels like to be thought that you was forgotten. But you just got to, like you said, encourage yourself. And then it's so how about God always place somebody in your life to encourage you. And even if you feel like you're in a season that nobody's checking for you, God is checking for you. Because it do become due sometimes, God, you be in a place where nobody's encouraging you. But guess what? David encouraged himself. So you encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. I don't know if anybody commented or said something on here. I'm not sure.
Mom said she did the exercise.
Oh, you did it? Mom, yes. I am glad you did. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. Is there something else that you wanted to say, Renee, before we close out, Coach Renee?
I just want to say that, you know, oftentimes we feel undeserving of the things we say and the lies that we tell ourselves or even believe. But I just want to quote my book. If I want to quote on page 19, it says,
oh my God,
you must believe that you are beautiful, smart, courageous, and ambitious. Just try your best to focus on yourself and not what they said to you in your past. And so that resonated with our topic today.
Oh, my God.
You are beautiful, and you must believe it. And so if I share from Reverend Wanda Wood.
That makes me condescend.
That this is the word for your heart today, and that God has purpose for you. Just look at what he did.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God, Renee. Okay. Amen. Wow, that was like such a surprise. Oh, my God. So thank you for that on today. Oh, my God. That was like so special. Thank you so much. And it's so crazy because in the midst of writing a book and when you can go back and reflect that, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Amen.
But it just God is using you in such a mighty way. To pour out that word of truth to so many, and it is needed, and we thank you.
Amen. Amen, Coach Renee. Thank you. Oh, my God, girl, you could have forewarned me. Amen. And that was from page 19. Oh, my God, in the book from A Diamond in the Garden. Oh, my gosh, yes. Thank you. Amen and amen. Let me tell you, God will send confirmation. He will send you when it's unexpected. Amen. He will let you know that you are enough and you are a diamond. And God did not forget about you. Amen. So, you know, I really can attest to how Mephibosheth felt, you know, and you know, in spite of his disability, because, you know, my sister Nikki always say, you never say you're disabled. I said, no, because I'm not. She's like, girl, you can't see from here to there. I'd be like, because I'm not. Oh, my God. But let me tell you, when I got to get on the airplane, I'm like, look, hey, I'm disabled. I got to go on first. She's like, you use it when you want to use it. So just being in a place where you could feel like, you know, that you were forgotten, but God has not forgotten about you. And like, oh my God, that was just so awesome. So just be encouraged, you guys. I am so blessed, and thank you so much, Coach Finney, for just being on here today. Many blessings to you. God is already doing a thing through you, girl. Oh my God. And I just love your spirit and all that you do in the kingdom, and you love the Lord. Oh my God. And it's just so evident in your walk. And I just bless God for the union of you and your husband to have a ministry together. I think that is so awesome. So awesome. And when I see you and you're out, girl, he is right there. Every ministry place you at, he is right there. Only time he don't come is just a women only. But other than that, honey, he is like right there, your cheerleader, everything. I just love it. Amen. And to your children and grandchildren. How many grandchildren you have now? Amen. And for those who don't know, Renee, Coach Renee was an awesome caretaker to her mom. I love, and rest in peace, I loved how she cared for her mom. I loved how everywhere she went, her mom was all decked out in her suit. And I just love her heart and how she nurtured her mom, you know, and gave up some things just to take care of her mom. And I am just so blessed when I just see caretakers, your mommy, of like my mom and how she was a caretaker for my dad, and those who were on here, like Sister Mutchison, caretaker for her husband. So I just, my heart goes out to those, and like, and not in like a, not in like a woe is me way, but just the courage that God has given you when you could just do things selflessly. And I just bless God, you know, for your selflessness. Amen. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget anybody on here. Amen. Hi, Mary. Mary Pastorwitz. Yeah, Mary, you may have to listen to the replay, sweetheart, because we getting ready to get off of here now. But love you, Mary. Yes. So I just want to say to you all again, to just reiterate that we talked about you're not forgotten, and you're not forgotten, and that you are enough, and that what God has put in you is so special. And even when you don't think it's special, God knows that it's special. You just have to see yourself. Just talking about Mephibosheth on the day, feeling like he was forgotten, but he wasn't forgotten because God had him on his mind all those years. But he had to keep pushing until he got to that place. But then, even though he felt like that about himself, Coach Renee, he never did give up, because if he would have gave up, he would have been out of here. But he still stood, because sometimes in the midst of eating, that inkling of faith that we have on the inside, woo, can move any mountain. What is that? You have faith of the size of a mustard seed, you can move any mountain. Oh, glory be to God. And that's what God did for Mephibosheth when he thought that he was forgotten, when he thought like he was a dead dog. That faith on the inside of him, woo, was pushing some stuff out of the way. And for King David to say, who's left in the house of Saul? Out of nowhere. Woo, glory be to God. So you never know when God's going to show up. You never know when God's going to stand and say, now, daughter, now, son, now is the time. Woo, so don't give up. Don't give up. I have this post on my Hope in Twitter page that says, I don't know who the writer is, but it's don't, I think it's get up, get dressed, and show up, or something like that. But the key thing is that just don't get up, give up.
Get again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is someone coming to say something?
Somebody said amen. Yes, sometimes it feels but we must push past our feelings and grab hold to our faith. And that was Dr. Phil.
Amen. Amen. It's okay, Business Renee. Because normally she's always on there. Hey, Dr. Phil. Amen. Yes, so we're going to hop off of here because our broadcast is over, but I am so blessed to have Coach Finney on here. She was so bomb, you guys. I know we can dig into this here message over and over again, because Mephibosheth, he stood in Ziba. I'm just blessed by Ziba's servitude. and also his leadership ability to stand in the midst of not having, but then how God showed up to him as well. So be not weary in well-doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Amen. So thank you so much, Coach Renee. And thank you also. You can love you too, and you all can go and listen to the replay. And amen. So do you want to close out, Coach Renee?
I absolutely can.
Okay, amen.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this opportunity, God, that you've allowed. And so, Father, for every person listening now and even on the replay, God, can you just allow them to know that they are a diamond in the garden?
Yes, Father.
That they have value and worth, God, and that you have purpose. So journey them forward, Lord Jesus, so that they will be able to get to the promise. Allow them to continue to move, continue to walk, God, so that they will see all that you have for them. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for Reverend Wood, our Lord God, and we ask you to pour it back into her, all that she continues to pour out, and bless her abundantly for her servant's heart. We love her. We honor you for blessing her and keeping her. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know y'all like, I am just so blessed on today, period, because Coach Renee has totally surprised me. She said a quote from my book on page 19 and totally surprised me of the quote that she said in there. Could you read that one more time, Renee? Okay.
You must believe you are beautiful, smart, courageous, and ambitious. Just try your best to focus on yourself and not what they said to you in the past.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. So before we had closed out, she read it, just picked it up and read it. I was just so blessed, just so teary eyed. Oh, my God, so emotional, but in a good way. So, oh, before I forget, I'm going to be on Tyra's Just Saying on Instagram tonight. Tyra's Just Saying on Instagram tonight. It's going to be at 9 o'clock your time, Eastern Standard Time. For me, it'll be 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. But for you all, so you all can find information on my Hope Victoria's page. So it's going to be on IG tonight at 9. For those who go to sleep, I know Dr. Sylvie, like, I'm in V's land. But for those who are up, I hope you will, those are up and join me on Instagram on this evening at 9 o'clock your time. And her handle is, you can go to my handle, which is Hope Victoria's, the number 2. Hope Victoria's the number 2, or you can go to her handle, which is Anger Dr. Tyra. She's a therapist, Anger Dr. Tyra. Amen. Or you can jump on, you can get it from my Instagram, which is Hope Victoria's the number 2. So we're going to end this call, and God bless you all for joining in. Amen and amen. So thank you so much, Coach, for tonight.
You're welcome.
Amen. Is there any more comments you wanted to read before we go?
Dr. Still said, whatever. She got to get her sleep, but she'll listen. And Maria.
Mary.
Mary
Paskowitz.
Paskowitz says, amen. I was present for the whole broadcast, and I just figured out how to comment.
Wow, Mary.
You were present for the whole broadcast.
I know that's right, Mary. Look. So you got it now, Mary. Yes, Mary, when I tell you, oh, my God, my mom is 81, and she is so savvy with the computers and iPhones. Like, you hear me, Mary? So, look, I got it. Look, Coach Renee will tell you, my kids was, like, helping me today to get on to make sure the sound was good. Amen, amen, and amen. So we're going to hop off of here now. Amen. And God bless everybody on here. And amen. I see you, Evangelist Renee. She said that she'll listen to the replay. Amen. So God bless you all and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Coach Renee. See you. Amen.
Oh, yeah, it's off. I think now it should be on the screen.
Renee?
Yeah, come here.
Okay, let me see. Oh, it's off now, Maya?
Yes.
Oh, you ended it? Okay. All right. It's repair and record. Okay. All right. See you, girl. Bye.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Okay. Oh, my God, girl. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You touched my heart on today, girl. Amen. God. Huh?
I said, you deserve it. You're not forgotten either.
Amen. Amen, Renee. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Yes. All right. God bless you, girl. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you close off?
It did be live, but
oh, how do you do it?
Let me see.
Oh, wait.
Michael, how do you do this?
Just right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just exit? I ended the
He ended already, so don't go back to the live.
Oh, just exit.
How to sign out?
Just close it right here.
Like, just press the X?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, baby. Thank y'all. God, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.